I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Questions in there on Twitter saying, how about this? If you had to have your face cut out and permanently replaced with a classic console controller, which would it be?
my face?
You had to have your face cut out and a controller replace it. Now, mine isn't a classic one, but I like the look of that Steam pad, because that's pretty symmetrical.
Classic, is it? No. Yeah, and it's got like two kind of like trackpad nipply things that it could be your eyes.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to go with that.
Trying to think of one. I like the idea of maybe the Dreamcast pad, because then I can like plug in different things.
Oh yeah, someone said that the VMU, you can make it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can plug in like different expressions.
Yeah.
Like if I'm surprised, I plug in a different VMU.
I wonder if anyone would have picked the N64 one. It looks like a big dick hanging down.
Lewis, what was yours?
To be fair, I like Stu's idea of having the Steel Battalion controller.
Epic face.
Holy mother of... That's more shit. Complicated than most aircraft I've seen.
It's fairly
you can use
symmetrical.
Little sticks for eyes.
I have sticks for eyes.
I can see you with my stick eyes. They move independently of each other. Inside, outside. Up and down at the same time.
God, this is like turned into a weird porno.
Inside,
outside, inside, outside. Up and down, up and down. Oh dear.
What'd you have?
Hold my triggers.
I don't know. I'd want something with a screen inside of it. I don't know. I'd have a DS as a face, you know.
a whole console.
A Game Boy.
I was thinking it a bit far. It was supposed to be a controller, like a whole console.
And a Game Boy.
Yeah, or a Game Boy. I don't care. So long as it's got a screen so that I can like have a smiley face on it, that'd be great.
Also, with the Game Boy, you could have the additional like features. So you could have like the... If it was a Game Boy Color, for instance, you could have like...
The light!
Oh, okay.
I was
gonna say fucking camera, but...
Okay.
Yeah, light's cool.
I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to touch this light to my face. And it glows! Glow.
You'd be like some sort of weird anglerfish.
Like, look at the light on my head.
Running around
I use it to attract other males.
Yeah. Other males? I use it to attract males. Devouring them.
Lewis's secret dreams.
Oh, how I long to be an anglerfish.
Right,
are we going to podcast or are you just going
to... I'm trying to find more fucking gaming news, good motherfucking goddammit. All right, fine. Screw you. We're going to podcast and stuff. Hello, everybody. How are we all doing? We're doing a podcast. Apparently just rambling along wasn't good enough. This is like episode 42, which I've got to tell you is significant as hell. So as long as everybody else out there has read Hitchhiker's Guide, I think we can all agree that this has been a monumental episode already.
Not read it.
So we'll just end it there. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks
that's it.
Listening.
That's it. I mean,
this has been Ready Player 2.
Yeah, this has been Ready Player 2. Fucking peace out, bitches. So you can hear from that sarcastic fuckwit, we have Lewis here this week. And then he just goes silent. Are you done now?
He's gone.
He's gone. Peace out. He's actually left.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. You had us going. And we have Ross as well.
Hello. I've returned. You tried to do a podcast about me and El broke the internet, apparently.
Yeah, El broke the internet. I broke sensibilities. Byron was here. There was a whole thing. It was a secret podcast of doom that's never going to see the light of day. So, well, never mind. And we have Miss L. who's here as well.
Hello.
Hello. Podcast number 42 of Ready Player 2, and that rhymes and everything. We're having a good time. I'm really worried that I'm going to lapse into rhyme now for the rest of this podcast. Is that maybe something that we could do?
Not without any preparation.
Do like a musical episode.
Let's do a musical.
Episode 50's coming up.
Yes.
Episode 50 musical episode is done.
Oh my god.
That's what we're doing. Okay, I'm gonna work on the lyrics. Somebody
else. By the way, guys, I won't be here.
And I think that it is like anal sex.
We've done 42 podcasts already.
42. We've done. 42
we've probably podcasts. Done. We've probably done more than that, but some of them have never seen, never been released, never no, been so, released from the vault of doom
decency.
And
it's basically we send those ones to the vault where we send all the chocobos that we, you know, the off kind of set chocobos that you get when you're trying to make the golden chocobos.
Yeah, the dribbly
that's
ones.
Where they go. Yeah, the dribbly ones.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't quite work.
Ones where you try and like breed.
Oh,
you
that
just
one's
push
got a third
them
leg.
Each other.
Like, push them into each other.
That's how this works, right? You guys are
going to push them into each other. Okay, look, we're not going to spend all podcast talking about chocobo insertions, but yeah, there was so it's around about 42 episodes. I think there was the great numbering crisis of episode 36. I'm not really sure. there was a whole thing that happened there, but yeah, 42. We managed to survive.
Oh, and then there was episode 38 where you guys weren't here and I recorded it and then deleted it by accident.
Yeah, that was that one.
Oh god!
The professionalism exhibited by this team is just absolutely amazing. Fucking charts, Stella. Right, I fulfilled a promise this week that never got aired. But last week on the podcast, it never was. I promised that I was going to play and finish The Walking Dead season 2.
Yeah,
and I did it. I fucking fulfilled a promise.
I haven't finished it yet. Don't spoil it.
Hey,
I've not finished it yet either.
Yeah, no spoilers. Okay,
I
finished
will not spoil it. Don't you worry. But
he dies at the end.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The cliffhanger at the end. Well, now, I don't know if it's the cliffhanger at the end of the episode or whether it's just the ending that I got because I'm shit. But the cliffhanger at the end of the episode is amazing and made me nearly completely poo myself.
You realise how utterly cunty that is, saying that there is now a cliffhanger at the end.
Dude, it's the end of an episode of fucking...
Everyone's going to go, oh, there's a cliffhanger now.
There's a cliffhanger at the end of every single episode. That's how episodes end.
You're a cliffhanger.
You're a cunt. So, you know, but the whole thing was brilliant. And the only problem was I found myself unknowingly being a bit of a knob in this episode.
You Richard? And,
no, but like as Clementine. Like as myself, I've got no problem with it. But as Clementine, I find myself kind of... You guys all know when you play it, but they've done really, really well. They've kind of in the first series and in the beginning of this series, they made you really empathise with characters, and you had characters there that you really liked and you didn't want anything bad to happen to them. In this series, they've done like a whole kind of about face where they've gone, all right, I don't like these guys, so actually I'm okay with bad things happening to them, and then it becomes a series of decisions that you have to make as to which person has the bad thing happen to them. The problem then though is I got into the mindset of I'm just going to be a bit nasty because I don't like any of these people. Yeah. And then a curveball comes in and you just kind of roll with it with the same mindset that you have been the entire time, and then something happens and at the end of it you come out thinking, wow, I was just a big dick there. I was just a massive asshole. I kind of wish I hadn't done that. But the storyline kind of snowballs so quickly that you have no... You can't do anything about it. It's massively enjoyable. It makes you look at yourself, which is something that a lot of games don't do, but it kind of made me look at myself afterwards and think...
Wow, am I that much of a cock?
Yeah, I don't think I'd make those decisions again. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. I think I need to start playing... Wolf Among Us now.
Do it. Do the thing.
Have you not played any of that yet?
I've not played any of it. That was the other one that I said that I was going to try and play, but because I'm going on holiday next week, there's an awful lot of packing and shizzle going on at the moment, so I've not had much chance to play games so far this week. But yeah, Walking Dead, really, really loving it. I had a big break, big kind of hiatus from it, and come back to it and just really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, that's it. That's pretty much all I've been doing this week. What's everybody else been doing? Ross, you been into anything fun?
Not really, no. I've been, well, I was at a wedding last week, that's why I wasn't available to podcast with you guys. I was best man, that went quite well.
quite well?
Quite well.
I always worry when it's quite. Why do you have to qualify that? How many people did you hit with bottles?
I didn't hit anyone, but I may have dazzled a few people with my dancing ability.
Really dazzled.
They won't have recovered from that just quite yet. I've played a few.
To be fair, Ross, at least you weren't pulled onto the dance floor because someone mistook you for being in the YMCA and... So, yeah.
Is that my birthday that happened?
Yeah.
You weren't dressed as a policeman.
I was dressed as a big boss man. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm in the YMCA.
I think it does.
I think you're in the YMCA.
No, your face!
Apart from that, I played some more Minecraft and I gave the Destiny beta a try and probably turned it off. Wasn't really a fan.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Well, Lewis was kind of waxing lyrical last week about that was quite good, and I've been looking forward to giving it a shot. Every time I think, I'm going to give it a shot, it looks pretty decent, I remember it's not on PC, and then I just feel a little bit kind of, I don't know, have a bit of a poisonous attitude towards games that decide not to do PC releases.
Don't get me wrong, it's a brilliant game, it's just something that I'm not really bothered about playing at the minute. You ever get that with certain things?
Yeah.
I'm very bored of just shooting guns in games.
Fair enough.
So I'm sure I'll come to it eventually. But at the minute, it's not one of
them. To be fair, there are other things you can do in it.
Mm.
You can punch people. You can shoot rocket launchers.
Dance.
You can buy... Yeah, you can dance. You can shoot guns. Yeah, okay, I kind of see your point.
Yeah, I'm sure I will play it eventually, but I'm not going to go and rush out and play, get it as soon as it comes out, really. But I got a little bit of hate from people saying, because I turned it off after 40 minutes, and they were going, oh, you gave away it 40 minutes, blah, 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 it's not the full game. I know, it's not the full game. Listen to what I'm saying. It's not for me.
Yeah, but if you don't like it, why would you waste more of your life on it?
Exactly. So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Mild amounts of hate.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what Twitter's for, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. If you're Lewis, that's exactly what Twitter's for. I'm putting the brakes on there. So, but we've been having fun on Minecraft, yeah?
Yes, definitely, yeah. I don't think you've been on it this week. There's all sorts of stuff happening. Byron's been incredibly busy.
I think I'm going to have to kind of renege on the whole server thing because I've been working on this server pack and it's taken a lot longer than I expected, and we're going into way more detail with it than I expected us to.
Mm.
Plus, I'm going on holiday.
Yeah.
So I told everybody that we were going to be wiping the Ready Player 2 Minecraft server, but actually I think that's probably not going to be happening for about a month now. So excellent. I think everybody's quite safe. Go ahead and build things. It will happen eventually, but for now I think it's pretty safe to just go for it.
Excellent. Well, Byron's just building monuments all around, to himself it seems as well.
Monuments to himself.
Yeah.
Excellent.
They're like, I will build more penises.
Yeah.
My friend Bubbles has built an XP farm, so we're just hoarding zombie experience at the minute as well.
Amazing.
Quite fun. Yeah, I'm having good fun with it.
It's just a great game. It's just a great social, fun, creative game.
Yeah. That's what I'm having.
I love that after, a year, 18 months, you've finally gone, do you know, Minecraft is fucking great.
Yeah, I know.
It's difficult to get past that, though, because sometimes people come to me with games, especially indie games, and they're like, look at this, it looks really good. You've got to be very careful with 3D. If you make a 2D game, you can get away with pixelated. Mm. You can get away with it looking a bit weird, because that's kind of the art style. As soon as you make a 3D game, people expect certain amounts, and Minecraft... Yeah. You look at the 3D on Minecraft, and it's just like, you may as well have just made this 2D, and that's Terraria. But it's... You know, you look at it and you think, at first glance, Jesus, I don't want to play that. You have to really get into it. Somebody has to introduce it to you properly, and then you're all right, and it's really good fun. And I think there's a lot of games out there like that, but there's quite a few indie games at the minute that I'm looking at and thinking, that ain't happening. I'm not playing that. That's rubbish, that does. Definitely a book cover kind of guy. Lewis, what have you been doing this week?
To be honest, I haven't really been playing a great deal. I played the Destiny beta over the weekend, some more. That's still just as good. I played the new map that they released on Saturday night. Again, that was pretty good. Other than that, I've really not been playing anything. Just not had the chance to, so...
Plus, it's too fucking hot to play games.
It is.
Yeah.
It
is.
Too fucking hot to do anything at the moment. It's ridiculous.
Sitting inside of a fan, that is it. All
the place I'm going to in France is almost twice as hot as it is here right now.
No, we're going to melt.
We're going to die, Jesus.
The PC gamers are going to a really warm place.
I'm not designed to be outside, right? I'm custom built to be an indoors kind of person. So you guys that have played Destiny, what do you think of Peter Dinklage's voice acting? Because this is the one thing that's come out of this Destiny beta that everybody seems to be up in arms about. Have you noticed it? Do you care?
Who's Peter Dinklage? Is that little fella?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. For once, that wasn't me. I'd just like everybody to take note of that. That wasn't me.
I'm 6'7". Everyone's little fellas to me.
He is. He's a little fella that's in Game of Thrones and a bunch of other stuff.
I've never watched it.
Oh, that dude.
He did the voice acting for the little kind of robot companion thing that you've got with you.
The robot navvy.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, he's kind of like that. He's a guy. I don't know if you've heard the audio? The kind of before and after audio?
No.
Oh, have you not heard this? It became a semi-big thing. It's all kind of gone away now. There was a space wizard line. Or that wizard was from the moon, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listen to the voice acting, it sounds really stunted and really weird. So he's like, that wizard was from the moon. I think maybe we should go down here. And he keeps like starting and stopping, and it sounds really odd. And everybody was saying, "Man, God, this voice acting is fucking awful." And then they came back and they put like a synthesized kind of twist on his voice. And in between everything he says, now there's like a little bloop, bloop. So it'll kind of go bloop. Yep, that wizard was on the moon, or whatever it is, yeah. And I can't help but think that was always the intention. Somebody with the kind of fucking the acting skills that this guy's got, he's not gonna just leave random arbitrary breaks in between every line without being told to do it, you know. So now it sounds great, and he's got all these, you know, he's got these cool effects on it, and he actually sounds like a little kind of cyber thing or whatever. And everybody was getting really arsy about it. If you get a second, have a look at the YouTube video and watch it and wonder to yourself why anybody thought that an actor that's done so much big stuff like him would fucking ever put tripe like that out there and let them put it into the game without knowing it was going to get changed later.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are being dicks about it.
If you didn't sit back and think about it, and if you didn't realise that it was always planned to be kind of synthesised later on, then it sounded pretty bad. It did sound like...
I didn't even notice it in the game, though.
I don't know.
It sounded fine in the game to me, because I didn't notice that it was Peter Dinklage originally until someone pointed it out to me on Twitter, and I was like, oh, actually, yeah, now I can kind of hear it. Sounds like Peter Dinklage talking into a vocoder.
Yeah, yeah. But before they put that effect on it, it just sounded like him. A lot of people kind of... They don't understand his voice anyway, though, because they've only really seen him in Game of Thrones, and he's got kind of a quasi English accent in that. He doesn't have his American twang that he does, obviously, the rest of the time.
Twang.
So yeah, twang. Exactly.
I like that word. Sorry.
But no, I want to play Destiny. It does look pretty good. I just haven't got around to it yet, and I don't play an awful lot of console games because it means hogging the TV.
Is the beta finished now, Chris?
Yeah, finished on Sunday evening.
And the game's out in September.
Yeah, 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Any news on whether they're going to be carrying the characters over from the beta?
They're not carrying characters over, but apparently your items and some of your inventory will carry over, which is why I basically, before I logged off on Sunday night, I just put all... You get, like, vault things, so you can put all your inventory in, so I just put all my inventory in that.
Beautiful. Have you been playing some more Borderlands 2?
I haven't actually. I've not had a chance to. I've not been playing anything else this week, so I'm going to try and I'm keeping Borderlands 2 for like multiplayer, and I'm going to try Mario Galaxy.
Oh, good man.
I did like Mario Galaxy. Is this the original one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You've had enough of watching Hazel play it.
Yeah, kind of, and she's not really played it anymore, so I figure she's either got bored of it or something, I don't know. But yeah, I'm gonna give that a go.
Good man.
So you like Mario games, don't you, as a whole?
I don't know, some of the... Like, I played Mario 3D World on the 3DS, and that was pretty good, and I enjoyed that.
But and Mario Kart, but oh, and Mario Island Party.
See what I meant?
And Mario Party 8. Okay, so I like some Mario games. But I didn't really grow up with them, so it was never a massive thing for me. So, but I think I'm starting to get into them now. I've got a Wii U, I've got a 3DS. I'm starting to enjoy them a bit more.
Well, let me know what you think of Galaxy, because while I thought it was a great game, and at the time when it came out, it was kind of a brilliant showcase for other developers to see, just show what the Wii could actually do.
Yeah.
That nobody ever paid attention to, and they carried on making shitty 2D games. But I got it, and I really enjoyed it, but then I just got bored of it. So yeah. I'm interested to see what you think, because it becomes really, really samey after a while. I just kind of was like, oh, I can't bother to do this anymore. It's just getting on my nerves.
I mean, I did get New Super Mario Brothers U just now. I got it as part of the Mario Kart 8 bonus.
Oh, game. Yeah.
So it was a choice between that, Pikmin, or Wind Waker HD. And Hazel wanted Mario, so I got that.
But Wind Waker HD. That is one of the all-time great Zelda games, in my opinion. Wind Waker was a cracking game. I mean, apart from the fishing.
But I played... What was it? I started playing Ocarina of Time 3D, and I just didn't enjoy it. I wasn't that bothered about it, so...
Hang on, Ocarina of Time 3D?
Hmm.
Ocarina of Time was already 3D, or was it just on the 3DS?
On the 3DS.
Right, I get it.
Yeah, so, as I say, I just wasn't that bothered, so... that's why I kind of steered away from Wind Waker.
Oh, okay.
But that's... I don't know, we'll see.
See what it's like. Elle, you've been really quiet. Because you're not there. Oh, you are there.
No, I am here.
You're getting quiet. You're keeping to yourself.
She's trying to not break the internet this week.
I'm trying to not break the internet.
Is this the same thing as when you're waiting for a Spectrum game to load? You just keep as quiet as you can and hope that nothing...
Just like, try not to move
there isn't a gust
too
a
much.
Breeze.
Yeah.
Try not to breathe.
Yeah, don't let anybody else in the room.
The suspense is killing me.
So how are we
what
going?
What input did the Spectrum have?
What input?
Output. Yeah, but what did you use to plug it into the TV? What
cables?
What connection?
I don't fucking know. It was an AV cable. No, not an AV, just a, what do you call it? A regular, like, an aerial cable.
Right.
Is that, okay. I wonder where that was going. Was that just like...
Random
fact no, I've got one at my mum and dad's, so yeah, I was considering picking it up.
Regular analog aerial cable.
You've got to find one of them.
Yeah, and also good luck. I don't know. Do TVs even work with analog anymore? It's all digital, isn't it now?
Must be able to. Alternatively, I'm sure you could probably pick up a cheap analog TV.
Probably buy a 90-inch CRT TV for about £10 now.
Yeah,
it'd be the heaviest thing in the world, but.
Everything's so cheap. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm sure I've said it before, but it's amazing when we used to play like four-player split-screen like N64 games and stuff on an old 22-inch CRT TV, which was the biggest TV that was in the house at the time. Yeah. And everybody's got this postage stamp-sized screen, but we were fine.
Yeah.
We were absolutely fine with it. Like, we've moved up from a 20-inch CRT TV. Not widescreen or anything, kids. Like, we used to have square TVs. And everybody would be like, oh my god, this 22-inch is amazing, I've got this whole extra screen space. And you'd be firing off like these accurate-as-hell shots, bearing in mind that everybody's number, like the number of pixels that were on your screen could have been counted on one hand. Yeah, and we're all firing off these accurate-as-hell shots. But now, if you have your mates over to play Call of Duty or Halo four-player split-screen on your fucking 50-inch flat-screen plasma TV,
horrible.
Everybody's like, I can't do this, too small.
Yeah.
How we have been spoiled. We've completely ruined us. So, Elle.
Spoiled. Yes?
We are. What have you been playing this week?
I've been playing The Walking Dead Season 2. Oh. And I also finished The Wolf Among Us, the Episode 4 and Episode 5. 5 made me fucking throw a keyboard.
Throw a whole keyboard.
A whole keyboard. I was like, oh, I'm so excited.
So that you threw a keyboard?
No, I was really excited And then I don't know what they were thinking. I'm so shocked. I'm actually in the kind of stage of denial where I'm like, it just could be my computer. I don't know. It could be my computer. The fact that that episode lasted 5 minutes did not fucking do it just what? I don't understand. I want more than 5 minutes.
I don't understand what's happening.
Do you want to know what's going on right now?
No, I don't really know. It's like we're witnessing the meltdown of a person. It's like we're witnessing the demise of a gamer from the inside out. So hang on, Elle, calm down. What was this? There was an episode of what's it called?
The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, that was only 5 minutes long. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Hang on. Let me have a look. Here we go. I've pressed play. Let's have a look, see, and see what it's called.
Like a bonus episode or something?
I don't know. This is the thing. I was here. I haven't been like, yeah, I just finished the fourth one. Now I'm going to have a look at the fifth one. Settle down. Got a drink. Got popcorn. Got all warmed up for it.
It was about time for bed.
Whoa. Did you just say got all warmed up for it?
Yeah, totally got warmed up for it.
Should we skip right over what that means?
You're doing lunges and squats.
Yeah, gonna play this game.
Fucking hell. I hope you don't do that in the bedroom as well. That'd be really off-putting.
Could you stop doing
lunges? That's just really weird.
Yeah.
She went out for a 25-bar run before she wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Episode 5.
And then bench-pressed a car.
Just to warm up.
Oh, bench-pressed cars for destiny.
Okay, so what happened here then?
Episode 5, Cry Wolf. Fuck off.
What?
Just this episode can just go fuck itself.
So is it 5 minutes long? Because I think maybe you're...
No, it was... Right, do you want to time it? Because all it is a bunch of people fucking talking, and then you get an option, and you're like, do I follow or do I not do anything? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to follow. Credits.
Really?
That was it.
One option in the entire, episode.
Well, you get to talk to some people, like, for about 3 seconds. And then that's it.
Is there a reason for that? Was it supposed to be like a bonus episode?
I don't know. This is why I'm breaking down, because I don't know whether is it me? Is it my Steam? What's going on?
Is that the end of the series? Is there another episode or is 5 it?
I don't know.
You'd be pissed off if you didn't buy the season pass and you bought that on phone, wouldn't you? Fucking hell.
Well, you'd have to play the other games to be able to play it, so...
Can you not buy them one at a time?
I don't think so. I think you can only buy the first one on its own, and then you have to buy the other ones.
Right, as like a season.
Yeah.
As individuals, yeah. You can't buy the first one and then skip to, like, season 4.
So, this seems pretty fucking terrible, then.
I know.
I haven't heard anybody else saying anything about this.
I don't know. Is it listeners of Ready Player 2? Is it just me?
Is Elle insane?
Am I insane? Did I bench press too many cars? Did you just get to talk to the people and then, you know, send them off in the car thingy, and then you chatted to some bitch on the side of the street and then that happened? Let me know, because... I want to know, okay? I didn't fucking get all excited for 5 minutes of fucking dialogue. I wanted a fucking movie.
Okay, right, you heard it here. If you guys actually managed to have like an epic 4-hour game session on this, and she just picked the wrong thing, which resulted in her just like having a bit of a confab with a hooker on the side of the street and then dying or something like that, then just let us know, because she's, I think, well, I'd loathe... Be it for me to say that you did something wrong, Elle. But,
I don't know. Fucking tell me.
Okay, other than that, did you play anything else?
I did mention The Walking Dead, didn't I? Season 2, which was fun.
Yeah, really.
I'm also a dickbag.
Yeah, are you a dickbag on it as well?
Yeah, I am.
It's difficult not to be a dickbag. Wait until you get to the German dude. There's a German dude, and if you manage to not be a dickbag to him, then you get a medal, I'm pretty sure. Like, everybody just starts dancing around. Okay, so has anybody seen anything this week? Before we get into the actual news, has anybody seen anything this week that they want to talk about? Has anybody seen any new games that are coming out or anything that's happening? Anything interesting and new?
Silence.
Wow, we're right on the edge of it. Okay, one thing I did hear about, which is actually going to be available tomorrow, I think. And you guys probably don't know about this, but the guys, I'm sure somebody listening will know about this. Many years ago, there was a real-time strategy game that was possibly the father of all real-time strategy games. It was. I certainly played it before I played basically any other RTS. It was called Zed Steel Soldiers, or Z Steel Soldiers, depending on where you're from. It was absolutely amazing. It was top-down, kind of, and you had zones, and you had blue and red, and you had to take over zones, and you could be really tactical about it and take other people's zones back and all the rest of it. Amazing game for its time. And they've remade it. So I saw that, and I felt very, very excited, and it's available as of tomorrow. So in 21 hours' time, you're going to be able to unlock and get this game on Steam, and it looks great. It looks like a really faithful remake of the original, but with better graphics and on new systems and all the rest of it. So if anybody like me used to love it, it's probably worth having a look at. So that's Zed Steel Soldiers on Steam. That's pretty much all I've seen this week that isn't news. So, should we do some news?
Let's do it!
Let's do some freaking news! Alright, who wants to take the first piece of news?
I'll do it.
Go on then.
There's an EA subscription thingy-majiggy that people are very unhappy about.
Again?
Yeah.
It's like deja fucking vu, this.
Good guys, EA. This is a story from the 29th. EA has revealed a subscription service for Xbox One that serves up EA games for a monthly or annual fee. For $4.99 a month or $29.99 a year, Xbox One owners will get access to The Vault, a PlayStation Plus-like collection of games available to download and play at no additional cost.
But only as long as you've got the subscription active.
Is that how PS Plus works?
Yeah, it is. If you cancel your subscription, you can't.
Sorry, I kind of you fucking autoplay videos. Cunting things, carry on.
Yeah, same as on PlayStation Plus. You, as soon as you cancel your subscription or like your payment card runs out or whatever,
Yeah. You
lose access to the games that you previously downloaded.
Right,
but you can start playing, you're paying again, you'll be able to start playing them again.
Yeah, makes sense. Subscribers will also get a 10% discount on EA digital content for Xbox One, including full digital titles, DLC, DLC season passes such as Battlefield Premium.
Why has everybody got their ass in their hands about this?
That's like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. But people just, you've got to pay for it. It should be free. Everyone wants everything for free, don't they?
They're not going to give you games for free, you stupid slathering dickbags. So, is it every game? Is it their entire library, or is it a subset of games then?
I think they're rolling out more and more as it goes on. It starts with Madden, NFL 15, NHL 15, FIFA 15, NBA Live 15, and Dragon Age Inquisition will be among the first games to take advantage of the early access scheme.
Do you know what? For $4.99.
Yeah, I was going to say, fucking hell, they're all new releases.
Yeah, yeah. Brand new games that are going to come out this year, yeah.
For $4.99, but it's a great move by EA. It's a sensible thing to do. It's a sensible enough amount of money to make it worthwhile somebody paying that. I mean, Christ, most people will pay way more than that per month on video games.
Oh, that's in dollars as well, by the way.
Hey, you bought it?
Oh, no, that's in dollars form, $4.99.
Oh, that's in dollars. It'll still probably be £4.99 as well.
Yeah, probably.
Fuck off. Yeah, but it's do you know what? If all you do, if you go, okay, right, I want that NFL game. I was going to buy it anyway. It's 30 quid normally, so I'm just going to do this instead. If you get, within the first 3 months, anything else, in fact, it's $4.99 a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it would take you 6 months. To get to the point that
did you say it was $30 for a year?
Yeah, you pay $30 for a year, you get a game that costs $50.
So again, the game that would have cost you 30 quid anyway, instead of paying for the game, you've just paid 30 quid for this subscription service that gets you the game and potentially a shit ton of other games. If people are complaining about this, then they have a serious frontal lobe issue. You know?
Yeah.
I think maybe they were dropped on their heads. I'm sure, knowing EA, that there will be some kind of, like, hidden backdoor thing where if you stop paying for a day or something, then somebody comes round to your house and rapes you or something like that. But as long as everything's kind of reasonably above board and they continue to put new games into it, it's great. It's a great, sounds like a great idea. But also, it's a smart move on their part.
Yeah.
Because, like me, I keep PlayStation Plus active. I very, very rarely play PlayStation Plus games.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really infrequent. I think I play just about enough to get my money's worth out of it. But from somebody who would have never normally bought very many PlayStation titles, they're getting a recurring subscription out of me.
Yeah.
So it's a smart move. And I'll keep it going just in case, on the off chance, there is something that I want to play, like Borderlands that me and Lewis were playing the other week. I'll download it. I go for it. The convenience is there. Mm. And it's a very small amount of money for me to be worried about it. So it's smart for EA. They're doing exactly the same thing. There's a bunch of people out there that might not normally spend a frequent amount of money on their titles.
Yeah.
And as a business, for a business model, they've got a constant stream of cash coming in rather than not really knowing where their cash flow is coming from.
Mm. So every year I buy Madden and I buy FIFA. So that's £100.
Yeah.
If I can get those two games to download for £5 a month.
The only downside to it is if they're going to put weird bolts on. This is the only thing that I can kind of see EA doing, is if they put a weird bolt on, like you get the game, but you only get it single player, and you have to pay like an unlock fee to unlock the multiplayer or something like that. If they did that, that would gay it right up for me. But if they could stay
to central, be fair though, if that unlock fee is the same, because I can't imagine them charging more than say £20 for unlocking an online unlock, that's money that you would have paid for the game anyway.
Yeah,
so, but it's
still saving a bit.
It'll give you bad blood. I mean, all right, you'd be saving a bit, but
so you'd be paying £30 for your yearly subscription.
Mm. Yeah,
working on the basis that that's how much it's going to be, and then say another £20. All right, this is all speculation, but you'd be paying another £20 to be able for the ability to play it online. Ross, do you play Madden online?
Yeah, and FIFA.
So that's okay. So working on the basis that you're only going to play FIFA online, just because that works with my kind of thing. That's £50 that you would have spent on FIFA.
Yeah.
But you've got FIFA, Madden, you can play FIFA online, and you have a whole host of other games that you wouldn't normally be able to play.
Like Dragon Age, which is a single-player game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're kind of arguing pointlessly because we don't know that they're actually going to do this. I was just using an example that historically they might have done. In that kind of instance, I would, just personally, I would be happier, instead of paying $4.99, I would be happier paying, let's say, $6.99 and not having any of that unlocked bollocks.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have everything there for me to play without having to mess around. Mostly because it's okay for me to go, I'm paying £6.99 a month.
Mm.
And that is it, and that's what I'm paying. I'm paying £6.99 a month. And then if suddenly I feel like I've got to spend another £20 and another £10 here and there, I'm thinking, oh God, I'd kind of budgeted for this, you know? I know it's completely different because if you didn't have that service, you'd be going out and buying the games anyway, but still. Mm. But they might not do it. I mean, EA have famously trying to put on a very good guy face at the moment, and this could be a very good guy move for them if they do decide to stick by it and don't get too greedy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's called EA Access, for anyone who's interested. It's being rolled out in beta to a limited number of players. It's already out in beta, actually. EA has yet to confirm a final launch date. More specific than soon, memberships will be able to purchaseable, is that a word? Via GameStop in the US, Amazon in Europe, and EB Games in Canada. Although if you go to ea.com/EA Access, you can register your interest in the service right now.
Is this something that they're going to be rolling out to Origin on the PC as well? Have we heard anything about this?
I think it's just on Xbox One at the minute.
Right.
That's all it says.
I really like the idea of I've always thought I would really like it if Steam did something like that, where you could have like a subscription service for Steam. Mm. But it wouldn't work, because obviously they're not the major publisher behind all the games that they've got on there. So
yeah.
No.
But no, well, I think it's a good idea. If everybody's up in arms about it, then there might be something behind it, and maybe they know something that we don't. But I certainly think it sounds like a good idea. Fuck me, you're getting a load of games for fuck all.
Yeah.
And unless there's some hidden thing in there that's been released that we don't know about, that just seems like a great idea to me.
Same.
If you're not interested in the games, and if you don't like EA, then fuck you, do something else. Yeah. Go have a wank or something. Same, but if you like the games. Yeah, there you go. Any other pieces of news, guys? Don't all jump at once, you know?
Well, there is some more. There's Cliff Bleszinski, his new production company. Boss Key Productions, I think. That's his new game company. It's officially operational, and it's confirmed its first round of employees. He's been handpicking people from Epic Games, Neversoft, and Irrational. He's putting together some sort of dream team, it would appear.
Some sort of dream team that's going to cost an awfully massive amount of money, and therefore he's going to have to bring out a title that is ridiculously AAA and even more arrogantly epic than his previous titles.
Yeah, although the game they are releasing, Blue Streak, I think it's called, codename Blue Streak, it's a free-to-play.
Free-to-play?
Yeah, PC shooter. Oh.
There you go, that's going to have fucking micro-purchases all over it.
Oh yeah.
Definitely, all up in that micro-purchase. Alright, well this isn't really a piece of news, but if anybody hasn't nipped over to the Humbly Bundly store recently, the Humbly Bundly store, then you may hop over to the Humbly Bundly store. Now, there is the Humble Square Enix bundle, which has actually been there a little while, but it's got shit tons of stuff on it. There's a great one, which obviously everybody's going to want, but the other things that are there are, you've got pretty much every Hitman game that's ever come out.
Yeah.
Just Cause, Deus Ex, where you've got Invisible.
Pretty much every Deus Ex game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got... Well, no, I don't... Is it every Deus Ex game? You've got Deus Ex Invisible War, which was rubbish. You've got Deus Ex The Fall, which I never played. I think that was the... That was
like
the one that
spin-off.
Yeah, it was the one that came out on the handhelds or whatever. And then you've got Human Revolution, which was amazing. And then you've got the Director's Cut of the Game of the Year edition, Just Cause 2, Kane and Lynch, Dog Days, Guardian of Light, I think it is, Mini Ninjas, Thief, the original, just shit tons of stuff. And that's if you pay $15 for the entire shebangalang. But the one that everybody is going to want is Daikatana. That is just the worst piece of crap I've ever seen in my entire life. If nobody's ever played Daikatana, and again, this might be me geeking it up a little bit, but back in the day when John Romero was like the king of computer games, and he came out with Quake, and then for ages and ages and ages, everybody was really excited because he was bringing out a new game, and it was going to be incredible and amazing and fantastic. Half-Life came out, and everybody started playing Half-Life, and they were like, "Oh my god, this is like the best thing that's ever happened to my face." And then he finally, after a lot of delays, released Daikatana, and people started playing it, and kind of went, "What's this shit? What's this bollocks all about?" So maybe not so interested in that. There's a new
for Guardian of Light. If you've not played it, I recommend it. It's a different twist on a Tomb Raider game because it's a top-down adventure puzzle game. So, but it works really well, and if you play it in multiplayer, it works really well as well. So,
okay, good. I've never played it. I honestly never until they did the reboot. I was never interested in the Tomb Raider games. They always just used to piss me off.
And for whatever reason, I picked this up and I played it with a friend of mine, played it through co-op in an evening, and it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant playing it co-op.
I didn't even know really it was co-op. Okay, right, I'm probably going to have to give this a go now then. Oh, man. Right, okay, so another piece of news. L.
Me.
Have you got news?
Yeah, there's a bit of news.
Go on then, news me.
Well, IGN are comparing the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4 footage from The Last of Us.
Okay.
I really don't give a shit. Like,
okay.
I don't understand. If you're going to be that petty and be like, "Oh, but you can see the tears roll more graciously from his eye sockets in the PlayStation 4 version," then you should probably take up an interest in fine art and not video games.
Now, hang on a minute. Hang on. I'm going to play devil's advocate a bit here. Devil's avocado a bit.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah, what? So, the thing is, if you were paying a load of money for a remastered version of a game, you would expect it to be fucking remastered, wouldn't you? And if people are expecting it to be remastered and people are expecting a higher level of detail because that's what they've been promised, then...
Yeah, but it's not really that much of a difference.
It's not.
Completely honest.
It's enough of a difference to make it warrant it being on the next gen, I think. But yeah, no, you're right. It's not It's not enough to change the game entirely.
Now, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you saw that I posted this...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Earlier on in the week. What the fuck is the point in comparing 8-year-old technology to current technology?
Because it makes people who have spent a shit ton of money on current technology feel better.
The fact that they can justify their purchase of a £500, well, between £300 and £400 console. But yes, you wouldn't compare, for instance, an 8-year-old mobile phone, and you wouldn't compare it to a modern day mobile phone, or even a phone that is just over a year old, or but just under a year old.
At the same stretch, you're kind of comparing the game. I don't know. I can't.
You're not, though. That's the thing. You're comparing the same game. It's like one of the guys that I follow on Twitter, Simon, posted about a leaked video of the remastered version of The Last of Us. They released a leaked video of a game that has already been out for a fucking year.
I don't.
You know what's going to happen. It's like reading the book and then getting pissy because someone's spoilt it for the TV series. Well, yeah, the same fucking story.
Wow.
I posted on Facebook, I would kill every member of my family for a remastered version of Final Fantasy VII or Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, I would too. I would join. But I would revel in the
But I could give absolutely no fucks about a remastered version of a game that's only been out for a year.
Mm. Yeah.
For a game that already looks pretty fucking stunning on an 8-year-old bit of tech.
I think Last of Us is not only one of the best, well, not only the best looking game that I've ever put on my PS3, but it's possibly one of the best looking games that I think I've ever played. And I don't give a shit that you can turn the anti-aliing up slightly more on the new version, on the new console. I couldn't give seven buckets of crap if you can turn the bump mapping up ever so slightly, or the dust particles slightly higher. That game is entirely about the story. But it's a PlayStation exclusive, and you can't play PlayStation 3 games on a PlayStation 4, and they want to stretch themselves into the market. So if they want to push the game so that you can play it on the PS4 and they want people to buy it, they need to give PS4 owners justification for buying it, which is why you've got all of these videos coming out, because they want PS4 owners to feel like they're getting something else.
Why are they wasting time remastering games that have only been out for a year instead of making new IPs?
Because they're going to make a shit ton of money out of it.
The problem is the PS3
fucking ball bags.
Yeah, I agree, Lewis. This is ball bags. I want new games or Final Fantasy VII.
I'm fucking ball baggery on this.
I am calling shenanigans.
It's taken them, what, 8 years to get the PS3 graphics to look that. That's the limit the PS3 can do. It can't do any better than that. It's taken that long to
I don't
build.
Know. Now, having played the Destiny beta, this is a beta, admittedly. But the Destiny beta looked absolutely amazing. Now, I'm going to sound like a PC Master Race snob wank here, but
the lighting effects on it were just incredible. There is a bit, it seems, it kind of felt a bit forced. That's me being quite cynical about it. But there's a bit where there's a like a floodlight behind you in a corridor and you have to run through. And you can see your shadow across it. And it looks absolutely spectacular. And just the whole feel of the game, like there's no repeated textures, not that it's noticeable, and you're playing an absolutely enormous game with next to no loading screens unless you change areas entirely. So why are we remastering the same old shit?
It's all about money, Lewis. It's all about the money. All right, okay, I think we need to kind of... Yeah, all right, okay. If you're fans of Vitriol, follow Lewis on Twitter. Because it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Upset.
Yep.
Norbert is on Twitter.
That's like your new vocation, isn't it? This is what you've just taken up. Hey?
I'm apparently pretty fucking good at it.
You're amazing. You are. I tell you, I can tell you from personal experience, that when it comes to pissing people off, you are second to none. You are the top notch. You are the pro.
I wish I could, but unfortunately,
I wish I could. Right. Okay. Other pieces of news. Are there other pieces of news that anybody else has seen?
Yeah, Capcom are struggling.
Capcom are struggling.
What
are they struggling to do?
Sales decline due to lack of major titles.
Okay. Stop making shit games.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Release some major titles.
We didn't make any games, so we've not got any money. What
release
the fuck
something
happened?
Good. hey, look, there's Super Street Fighter 4. We're just going to release an update, so now it's called Ultra Street Fighter 4, yeah. And you can pay £10 for the privilege.
17 yeah. different versions of the same game.
I've never, and will I never will I pay £10 for a prefix. You can fuck
I'm such a fucking idiot, and I bought Super Street Fighter for PS3 when it was on offer. And I thought, yeah, it'll be great, I'll be fine. And then I remembered that I fucking hate beat-em-ups.
Well, okay. Maybe you should probably have a think about the genres of game that you like before you go ahead and buy things.
Yeah, I also bought... What's the one with all the prefixes?
Gaiden?
No, it's Street Fighter. I bought two Street Fighter games, basically, and one of them was the Super Turbo HD Remake Remaster
Sigma
Ultra
Plus.
Sigma Plus HD.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I played it for about 20 minutes, had my ass handed to me, and then switched it off. And
I played the Street Fighter game on the Vita for about 10 minutes, and was just like, fuck this noise.
Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is this all about? Pretty much, it's like you're supposed to be tactical in these games, but if you just bash the screen with your nose, you just win. Or you've just got to just mash the touchscreen and you just win. Fucking, that's rubbish, that is.
Yeah, Capcom are saying the sales are down 45.1% from the previous year. That's net sales. However, operating income was up by 75.3%. So.
That doesn't make any sense to me, and I'm already bored of this.
Idea.
I don't care. Make better games, and then
big news, everyone!
Yeah.
I sold my Vita.
What?
Yeah, I sold my PS Vita.
Okay. I mean, I'm thinking of doing the same thing because I'm basically not using it. I'm about to go on holiday for about 16 days. And if I use it, then I might decide to keep it. But it was a really good present and it was a nice idea, but there's just no fucking games.
Nah. I apologise, Hannah. Sorry, you wasted your money.
No, it's fine. I played some good games. I played the exclusives, and it's always worth playing things like Tearaway, so I can say that I did. But it's an awful lot of money for something for the odd title. Minecraft might change my mind, but it's taken too fucking long to come out.
No one else said I told you so. Yeah.
Well, you do. Totally,
yeah, you do. Please go for it.
It's alright, I'll just sit here with my smug face.
So is that breaking Lewis news over?
No, I do have some actual news.
Okay, go.
Apparently, despite the success of Mario Kart 8, Nintendo post another $97 million quarterly loss.
Whoa. Neither did we have the jingle, nor was that Ross.
It's fine.
What is going on? It's like completely taken over the Nintendo news segment.
It's fine.
I'll be right back. L sneezing.
Okay, fine.
What?
Okay, so Nintendo made a load of money loss.
So should we do that bit again?
Carry on. Nintendo lost money.
News is Nintendo news.
Oh
my god, Dolan.
yeah, basically Nintendo are doomed because Mario Kart 8, Mario just wasn't successful. Well, it was successful, but no one is bothered about it. Like,
no one cares. It was successful, but nobody cares.
Yeah, basically they were expecting it to sell a lot more Wii U's than it actually did.
Oh, well, never mind. Sorry, Nintendo, you make enough money.
To be fair, I think they're probably going to... I think slash hope that they're going to start clawing it back with the stuff that they announced at E3. So, like, the Smash Brothers release, the gamepad, sorry, the GameCube pad controller-y doodah, the Amiibos, Splatoon, some of these kind of titles, Hyrule Warriors. I'm hoping that this is going to start to bring it back in and start to bring it back for them, but I don't care. I still don't think that the Wii U was a failure by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I agree.
Ross has got one, therefore it wasn't a failure. It's the same thing as most of these consoles, though. It's all about the games. It's all well and good bringing out these great consoles that have got loads of potential, but the Vita, great console, loads of power packed in that little thing. The battery life is incredible. It's got plenty of features. No games.
Yeah.
There's just no games. If they spent longer concentrating on their licensing and helping developers make good games for it, then it'd be a great little console. But there's just a total lack of decent games on it.
That's what Nintendo always did. Look back at all their consoles. They never get a lot of games all at once. They're all spaced out.
Yeah, no, it's just a bit of a shame, isn't it?
The other thing, just going back to the Vita, is it's they're stopping for, I think it's AAA support for it in the European states. So basically, if you live in Europe or America, you're not going to be able to buy AAA games for it anymore. You will have to import them from Japan.
Whoa. For what console?
For the Vita.
For the Vita?
Yep.
You fucking kidding me?
Nah. I'll find a link to the story.
Well,
but
that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, they're basically they're just cutting off support for it, and they've kind of decided that it's
A bit of shit,
yeah. Because there's no software for it.
I think maybe I'll have to get rid of mine too. It's a shame because I was quite excited when I got it, and I was interested in playing it more. But it's difficult being a PC gamer or being a gamer in general. When you've got another option, it's difficult to decide to play on this little tiny screen when you've got the option of a big TV or a PC with a decent sized monitor or something like that. It's just, I don't see the point in doing it. There's a little thing that I've seen. That I didn't know about. I got an email about this the other day, and I don't know if anybody else is going to care, but this is just such a weird thing that I thought I'd bring it up. Has anybody else seen this new game that Square are chucking around at the moment? Now, I'm not sure that I'm going to get this right, but I'm pretty sure it's called Theatrhythm.
Theatrhythm.
Theatrhythm. Final Fantasy Curtain Call. And it's basically, as far as I can get, this is a rhythm game. In the vein of kind of Guitar Hero and stuff, but set in all the final, like, you've got all the different Final Fantasy characters from a massive range of Final Fantasy games in it. I really don't know what the point is.
I don't care, but I want to.
I don't know what the whole like thing is with this, but it's a great little idea. But it's going to be on the 3DS. Because I was wondering originally how the rhythm thing would fit into it, like, because there's not going to be a guitar or anything for this, but no, it's going to be on the 3DS, so you play everything using the touchscreen.
Fucking use it as a dance mat. Yeah.
3DS. I don't advise using it as a dance mat. It's a Final Fantasy rhythm game. I mean, I've got to be honest, it doesn't look massively exciting. You're not gonna, you know, shit your kegs or anything while you're playing this game by the looks of things. But it looks like there's like Final Fantasy style battles. So you've got your characters on one side of the screen, you've got an enemy on the other side of the screen. The way that you land hits and do special attacks and combos and stuff is by correctly hitting the rhythm things as they're coming along the screen. It could be a nice idea. It's certainly something that I've not seen before, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure Theatre Rhythm has been out for a little while, like various iterations of it.
Really? So. Never seen it. Never heard of this thing before. But this just got my attention because of the whole Final Fantasy theme.
The characters look pretty cool. I do like the little...
Yeah, the little kind of stylized Final Fantasy characters. Mm-hmm. We don't need to linger too long on this, but I thought if you're a Final Fantasy fan, you got a 3DS, it might be quite interesting.
Speaking of Final Fantasy fans, have a quick look at the link that I just sent you. In Tokyo, they've just opened a Final Fantasy cafe.
It looks
and
like
it's
stunning.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the Moogles!
this is where we're going then.
That's so this how L instigates sexy time with James.
Look at the Moogles! Because Moogles have got a little thing bobbling off their head, haven't they? She just needs to hang the light off that. And she's well off and away. Is that all the news?
I believe so.
That's all the news I could be up to talk about.
There's not a lot, really.
Hey?
There's not really a lot of interesting stuff this week. It's just lots of...
No, there wasn't last week.
I tell you what...
It's rubbish.
You know who hasn't been in the news lately?
Activision.
Bill Murray.
Peter Molyneux.
Fucking douche.
He's keeping it quiet. He's got something massive brewing, probably.
I reckon he's got something in the works.
Keep it quiet. Peter Molyneux can't keep it quiet if he's got a massive shit brewing.
No, he can't.
Just got to tell everybody.
He's like, oh my god, look at the thing, look at the thing, put it in your face, the little thing.
And you get a dog.
He's either got something in the works, or he's just taking loads of acid and trying to make up his next game.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do next year for Eurogamer, or this year at Eurogamer, if he's there. Just meet him.
And say hi.
Oh, let's meet a Ready Player 2.
Yeah. And Ethan, we're like your biggest fan. If you listen to our podcast, we talk about you all the time. Go check it out.
These guys podcast in real time.
Yeah. Previously, I'm Ready Player 2. Fuck you, Peter. Fuck you, Peter.
I'm just having a quick look at the charts, and you want to know how there's literally nothing out to play at the minute. The top two games, Minecraft 360, Minecraft PS3, are the biggest selling games in the past 2 weeks.
Nothing's going on, man. Nothing's happened. I'm a little bit worried that we're the only people left alive in the world and everybody else is dead. In which case, I don't even know why we're bothering with this podcast. Right, look, that's the end of the news. There is nothing going on. It's bollocks, it's shit. There's almost no upcoming releases. There's some weird indie games that I could tell you about, but nobody understand what I was talking about, and these guys don't even fucking care. So we're just going to stop talking about shit now, and we're going to take a break. But we're going to be back in a minute, because we've got a cool game. We're bringing back one of our little games that I find very exciting and makes me slightly moist. So, little break. Back in a minute. Game. All right, we all good with that?
Game!
Game! Back in a minute with the game!
When you get hold of the Nintendo Entertainment System, when you master Rob the Video Robot and meet the challenge of Gyromite, when you shoot the light-sensing zapper, when you play the system with the most arcade hits, you're playing with power! The Nintendo Entertainment System. Now, you're playing with power!
We are back, and it is time for a game! Is everybody happy? Oh, can we do a little, maybe kind of a barbershop quartet intro to this? Are we up for this?
Okay, yeah, let's do this.
This is a game!
Let's do this,
game.
Ready? It's... Right, anyway, it's...
Well, hang on, what are we doing?
What are we saying?
Okay, it's time for a game. Okay, ready? It's time for a game.
Time for a game.
Time for a game.
It's all staying in.
That was really bad. Okay, we're going to do our random game name, game name, game name, game. Is that right?
Name, game, name. No,
the game, name, game.
The name, game, name, game. Game name.
The random name game generator.
This is where Mr. Ross of the Bells goes off and generates us an amazing random game name using his random game name generator. And then we have to tell you what that game would be, what platform it would be on, what kind of genre it would be. And we only get 60 seconds. Is that right?
Yes.
60 seconds to come up with the best game idea that we can based on this name. Ross, would you like to shoot for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this thing. Who's going first?
Would like to go first? Someone volunteer.
Oh, I volunteer L.
Fine, let's fucking do this.
I volunteer L.
Okay, L's been well and truly volunteered.
All right, L, you are first. Let's find you a nice
funny. That'll be a good one. There we go. Okay, you ready?
As I'll ever be. Yeah. I'm in the dark. I have a keyboard. I normally write things down by hand. But let's give this a go.
Okay. Your name game name is Donkey Kong's Crowbar Army.
Okay. typing is worse. Anyway, Donkey Kong's Crowbar Army?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all of it. Okay. Right. It's going to be on the...
Nintendo.
I have no idea.
It's got to be Nintendo.
I know. Fine. We're going to put a new game up for the Wii U. It's going to be great. It's going to be a party game. So, you know, you've got to have like a couple of people to play it. Like maybe, you know, 4-6 players. It's going to be awesome. You all get crowbars. So, you know, you get the attachments for the Wiimote. So you're going to get a crowbar attachment for it. One of you is going to be Mario. And that's going to be the one with like the pad and the screen. And it's basically just like a massive, massive mosh pit. Where all the other players mash you in the face with crowbars.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Is there so a promise?
What you're saying is Donkey Kong's Crowbar Party is a violent, savage beating.
Yeah. And it's a Nintendo game in which a load of monkeys armed with crowbars try and attack a plumber.
That's the minute.
This sounds very much like...
Just Planet of the Apes.
A guy in Cobra! Ah!
The new Planet of the Apes movie all over again.
Oh man, how fucking amazing would Planet of the Apes be with Donkey Kong in?
It would be.
Like one of them's got a tie on. I'd love that. I'd love it if there was some kind of like little cameo in Planet of the Apes that nobody had seen, where just one of the donkeys has just got a tie on. That'd be amazing. Starts throwing barrels at people randomly.
Donkeys? Why would a donkey be wearing a tie?
No,
I know. I heard it too, but I didn't pull it.
Okay. I think there might have been a little bit of a cut out there. Okay, fine. Right, keep our composure, people.
Who's next?
I'm gonna volunteer. Lewis next.
What? Ellie, you picked. You went first.
What?
You went first. Pick somebody next.
Richard.
Okay, fine.
Are you rich?
Yes.
All right. Be careful with this one. Mexican Beach Championship.
Okay, this is like a volleyball game. Right, this is a volleyball game. And it's just like a regular volleyball game. Only instead of a ball, you've just got small Mexican people. And they're all dressed up as like tiny luchadors. And what you've got to do is it's exactly the same as regular volleyball. Only one person on the team controls the tiny luchador. And so you're smacking this little Mexican over the net. And then when he comes in to the other team, they're trying to smack him back over again. But he's going to try and punch him in the face. So there's like there's drop kicks and all the rest of it. And you take it in turns to be the low-flying ballistic luchador. And everybody has a great time. So it's just, and it can be in the same kind of style as Dead or Alive. So not only have you got flying Mexicans, but you've also got scantily clad women as well with extreme jigglenomics.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
On this. It's like Guacamelee meets Dead or Alive beach volleyball.
What console is it?
This is on everything. This is going to be on the Vita, but you'll have to import it from Japan. And it will be on the Wii and everything. PlayStation Move and... Yeah, exactly. Casio calculator, Kinect, the whole shebang.
I'm playing this, definitely.
I'm happy with that game. See, I've got to make sure that I fucking trademark all of these things. As we do this, I'm writing everything down and putting it in an envelope. I just post them to myself at the end. Never to be opened.
Right, Lewis.
I vote L.
Too late for that, man. You're balls deep in this now.
Right, Lewis, your game name is... The Retro Shaving Kid.
What?
Basically, this is the retro versions of old school video game characters. So, like, the retro version of Mario, Sonic, Paperboy, Spy vs. Spy, some other retro characters, Pac-Man. But it's in the style of Surgeon Simulator. Basically, you have to control your hand with various keys and the mouse while shaving yourself and not cutting your own throat and dying. You lose points, obviously, if you end up dead. You gain extra points if you get a perfect clean shave, and you're then scored by a famous barber.
Nicky Clark.
What's his name? What's his name? No, no, no. What's his name? What's his name? The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, it's Sweeney Todd. You get judged by Sweeney Todd, and it is on the PC.
Just on the PC.
Coming to Steam.
coming through Steam to a face near
also,
you.
Also, it has Oculus Rift.
Terrifying.
I was going to say that you were out of time then, but no, that's fine. I'm okay for you to carry on going with this. Oculus Rift support. This is amazing. So it's Beard Barber Simulator 2016.
Yeah, pretty much.
Featuring Mario. And I like the idea it might have Sonic in it as well, because I'd like to know what Sonic looks like with a clean-shaved face. Yeah. It's like no spikes.
Basically, Sonic, you have to shave all of him. He's like a bonus level.
That's a bit weird, though, isn't it?
His blue fur off.
that's just a bit odd. Have you ever seen the cartoon called Almost Naked Animals?
No.
I have not.
I imagine idiot. It would be very similar to that. Okay, right.
Imagine trying to shave Kirby.
Very delicate operation there.
You spheroid. Okay, next one. Right. Are we back to well again now?
No. You ready?
New line.
Right, your game name is Russian Piano Dancers.
Oh my god, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be like the next installment to the Hitman series. This is going to be...
Okay.
This is going to be on the PC. Russian Piano Ballet Dancers, yeah?
Yes.
Right.
Awesome. So, you're going to have like a Dance Dance Revolution style dance mat with this, but you must also be able to like have something to stand a keyboard on, because you're going to be dancing whilst pretending to play the piano on the keyboards. You must hit the correct corresponding little sections to progress through each level by murdering people using your insane skills being a ballerina whilst playing a piano. What? I don't know. It's gonna work!
Throw it to the face, motherfucker!
Yeah.
I'm gonna moonwalk you into next week.
There's your minute. I've got no idea what just happened then. I think I blacked out.
Where the fuck did Hitman come into that?
I don't know.
Like a Hitman style game where you ballet people to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some tutu up your upside your head.
It's going to be a massive bald man in a tutu. It's going to be great.
I look like the gardener, but suddenly pirouette to the face. Go back!
Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay, Rich, you're next.
Oh my god, how can I follow that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right, you've got a doozy now. Ready for this one? The Cross-Dressing Dinosaur, Third Strike.
Yes! Oh, my God. Right, so this is a baseball game. In which you play a slightly gender-confused Barney. So you've moved on from your TV children's escapades, and you've moved into minor league baseball. Only along the way, you've become a little bit confused about your sexuality. So while you're smacking them out of the park or being struck out,
Sexuality. It's gender assignment.
He's a dinosaur.
Let's PC about it.
Okay, right. So you're a partially gender reassigned dinosaur because he's not gone all the way yet. He's on the fence a little bit, as much as a purple dinosaur can be, and he is he's playing. He's in Major League Baseball. So it's kind of like it's done by Telltale. So you've got to work through all the emotional angst and everything that's going on by you're obviously an outcast anyway because you're a purple dinosaur living among people, and it's hard enough to be a purple dinosaur to strike it into the Major League Baseball. And on top of that, you've got to wear a tutu.
I'm not really sure what happened then either, to be honest.
I don't know. It's going very weird.
Dinosaur playing baseball.
Okay.
DLC, I think.
I find it's better if you don't think about these things.
Yeah.
His tiny arms wouldn't work.
That is the problem.
Is he a T-Rex, though? Seriously.
Game.
Like, I never thought about it before, but he has got stompy arms. Yeah. So, is he a T-Rex?
Any self-respecting dinosaur would be a T-Rex. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd be a Velociraptor.
Yes.
What happened with you, Diplodocus? Yeah, but Velociraptors are just like tiny T-Rexes.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
All right, Lewis.
With massive claws.
Ah. All right, Lewis, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find you one.
Make something good, Ross.
Cross pressure's coming up quite a lot. Yeah.
Are you still on the random game name generator?
Sorry, I learned Pornhub by accident. Hang on. Okay. Here you go. Your game name is The Bloody Croquet Dreamland.
The Bob's Croquet Dreamland?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I don't know. Good luck.
Basically, it's like Kirby's Dreamland, but Kirby plays croquet and you have to decapitate people with croquet balls.
So this is like a golf game?
No, but because you're playing croquet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Not golf. There's a subtle difference, Richard.
A subtle difference.
Yeah, basically, you can pick your own character to stand against like a firing line type scenario, and you have to croquet ball. You have to croquet them, and you get different points. So if you decapitate them, like that's a 100 points, and if you just get them in the nads, then that's like, I don't know, 20 points or 10 points.
I love the way there's like a whole point system already been worked out for this game.
And this would be a Wii and Kinect and PlayStation Move motion game. So you have to actually swing your Wiimote or your Kinect Move, your PS Move.
Many remote TVs.
And you also get a Kirby outfit.
Oh my god! And there's a crossover with Barney's baseball challenge.
Yeah, pretty much.
In which Barney, you hit the ball back.
Barney as a DLC.
Yeah, as a playable character.
He just baseballs.
Yeah.
People. Yeah,
I love it. Go. I love it.
All right, we gonna do another round.
Yes.
Okay, Al, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, your game name is Irresistible Bimbo 2.
So this is going to be a Wii game. So you're going to have to work a street corner.
Literally shape what your mother
the
gave.
The Wiimote is going to come in handy.
Oh my god!
You've got to style, you know, you've got to train and style and dress up your bimbo so that, you know, you're going to get the best business, you know. You know, you've got to fight other bimbos for your street corner space because, you know, it pays, you know, if you leave the game too long and you've not played too long, then it's going to be infested by other hookers. So you've got to get rid of them.
So the Wiimote doubles up as a knife, so you can have whore knife fights.
Yeah, so you can have like knife fights, like little switchblade fights. Yeah, but then it also doubles as the extra side of the job. And you get scored on it.
Some would call that the main side of the job, like the actual job.
There you go.
Oh my god.
You like asked for it.
What happened to us today? This is not a PG-13 episode for any player. Okay, right. I'm ready for this.
Right, it's going to get steadily worse each round you ask me to do.
Wow, Rich, this is going to be fun. Okay. Shameful Sniper Legends.
Okay, brilliant. I don't even know where I'm going to go with this. So this is that you are... I have no idea. I have no... Right, okay, right. You are a legendary game character, like Mario or Sonic or Gordon Freeman, but you've fallen off the world. You're no longer making games and nobody wants you anymore. So you decide to go on a sniper rampage. So you've got to pick your sniper rifle and you've got to pick your vantage point and you pick your game world that you would like to attack. So you can attack the Mushroom Kingdom or you can go pick any game world from any game that you've played. And you just basically get points for killing the most amount of cutesy people. You've got to make sure that you avoid killing the bad guys. You leave them alive so that they can go on rampages later. You get points for style. You get points for vindictiveness. So if you can find like previous people that worked with you but are now more popular than you are, you get points for that as well. And if you get like bonus levels where you get to replicate the great assassinations of past times, but instead of like JFK, it's like Princess Peach in the car.
What is going on? What is happening tonight?
These are some of the most random game titles I've ever seen in this game.
Oh, by the way, this is an arcade game in which you actually have like a sniper rifle.
Nice. Like Silent Scope.
Yeah, yeah, Silent Scope style.
Brilliant. I like it. Lewis, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Dirty Sushi Planet.
What?
Oh my god.
Basically, you work in a sushi restaurant. And you have to, it's a stealth game, you have to stealth your way past people to pick up bits of sushi to then take back into the kitchen to reserve.
Oh, God.
But you get extra points for, like, stealthiness, or if you can, like, you can steal a bit of sushi from someone's plate while they're not looking. So they're in the middle of a conversation and like, and then the other person goes, you have to like sneak around them and grab a bit of sushi off their plate and tuck it into your apron.
It's restaurant.
And where else is he going to eat?
What's the sushi?
He's on the menu.
He's on the menu. Yeah. Do you get like extra bonus points if you manage to ninja it out of somebody's chopsticks before it hits their mouth?
Yeah, pretty much. And you get a multiplier for every time. So if you steal the same bit of sushi multiple times, you then get bonus points for it.
Well, like they pay for seconds and you give them the same piece of sushi that you just stole from them.
Yeah, basically. Oh, yeah. God. And this would be on the N64.
What? Why would it be? Oh my god. Okay, I think that's it. I think we've got to call it time now on the crazy game name. Only because I'm a little bit concerned about what's going to happen if we give Elle another one. I'm a little worried that this might descend into something that even we can't control.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like when you open Pandora's box and it fucks you over? It's going to be just like that.
And you get like hookers thrown at you in the face. So yeah, they make that noise.
I'm not sure that Elle would probably appreciate if we opened her box.
No, well, especially not if hookers came out of it, sounding like fucking dinosaurs. Like, how the hell long have they been in there?
Are they playing baseball?
They may be. You don't know what's going on in that box. Right, we need to swiftly move along from this, because I don't even know what's going on anymore. Ross, if you could pick one of those games, or even, let's say, two of those games to play that you would pay for and play, which ones would they be?
Well, definitely Infinite Bimbo 2.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think that was the title of it, the Bimbo one. That was amazing. And I've not got the sports one. I want to play some cross-dressing Barney baseball. Sorry, Lewis.
But nobody wants to play croquet. Even people that play croquet don't want to play croquet. My entire exposure to croquet.
Have you ever played croquet?
No.
My entire uncultured, was uncouth like, person.
What? Uncultured, seriously.
I don't know. I've never played it either.
There you go.
Jesus. Do I podcast with fucking savages? Seriously, never played croquet.
Apparently, my fruit tea with alcohol was too middle class to handle. So shush.
My word. Right, this is it. This is us. I think it's about time that we all pissed off. Are we all happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. So good talking to you.
Oh, thanks. That's great. That's lovely, that is. Right, so it's been us. It's been Ready Player 2, the Infinite episode, number 42. No, that's not how it works. I've been Rich. Jesus. I honestly, I've got a 2-week holiday now. Yeah, I'm not going to be on this podcast for a couple of weeks. In advance, I apologise. I mean, I'm fucking bad enough, you know.
Welcome. And
I apologise that I've got to be here in your ears anyway. But seriously, without me here, I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably going to be amazing. I'll get back, and these guys are going to be like massively famous. And it was like, I'm sorry, but we replaced you with a sock.
Hello.
Sock.
You can find me on Twitter at Zebwen. That's ZEBWEN. If you're a fan, if you listen to the show and you want to come and play Minecraft with us on the PC, then let us know. Hit us up on Twitter and tell us, because we can whitelist you on the server and you can come play Minecraft with us. You can find us at ReadyP2 on Twitter, and you can find us on the website ReadyPlayer2. That's TWO.co.uk. Ross, where can people find you? How amazing are you? And what are you going to be doing next week?
Very. Not a lot, and Ross Bell 1984 on Twitter, or at Man on the Post. The football season is about to begin, so we are back for our fourth season of podcasts.
beautiful, sexy, lovely pants. Lewis, where can people find you?
On the internet.
Just in general. They can't even Google you anymore because you got bored of your name.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, did you guys see the post that I posted, the thing that I posted on Facebook about the adapter that lets you have sex with your iPad?
What the hell was that all about?
It wouldn't be useful for me. I wouldn't be able to use it.
I'm not sure that you're necessarily the target audience, but
I'm gonna have to get a penis now.
You can practice your finger banging skills.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! What the hell is happening now? I've tried to steer us into a swift exit, so that we're descending back into fucking sex toilet madness.
The gadget for enables
you have seen
to,
this, right?
to enjoy this the is for flashlight experience while enjoying content or communicating live with a friend via applications like FaceTime or Skype.
Yeah, while with communicating live with a friend. Seriously? Like, what? Why does your iPad keep moving? There's some weird jerkiness going on. Don't worry about it. It's just a bad connection.
Holy shit, it's only 20 quid.
Oh my god. For anybody who hasn't noticed, this is a fleshlight for people who don't know what gaffer tape is. This is a fleshlight that attaches to your iPad. And I think the first question that Lewis asked was, is there an attachment for the iPad mini? Which in itself is the best thing you've ever asked. Hell giggling along there. God. Somebody needs to make one for women that's telescopic. Okay, right.
That's any partner's first reaction to this would surely be, why the hell are you fucking your iPad? So the attachment is presumably aimed at men without a significant other.
Yeah, I don't even know. And my question to the person who'd asked me why they're fucking their iPad is, why are you in my house? how did you get in here without me noticing? Can you just stay in the living room for a minute? I've got to go host something else. Okay.
Who are you? How did you get in my house? Why am I fucking my iPad?
Yeah, exactly. All of these questions and more will be answered on episode 43 of Ready Player 2. Oh, L, I think maybe...
Christ, how did I get my cock in this now.
Oh. L, save me.
Yes?
Can you tell everybody where they can find you?
At Escaping IRL. Become an Ellie Belly and follow
yes.
me.
Tweet Elle if you follow her. Tweet her with hashtag Ellie Belly. Ellie Bean, sorry.
Ellie Bean, not Ellie Belly. That's like a whole different thing. Elle has decided to name her followers.
We've decided to name her followers for her.
Decided to name Elle's followers a la Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So if you follow Elle, and you are somebody who tweets her a lot and is a member of the Ellie squad, you are now officially called an Ellie Bean.
There you go.
Yay!
There you go.
If you tweet Lewis a lot, you're officially a cunt.
Copyrights or trademarks there, so it will be okay. Excellent. Right, that's been us. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 42.
Bellend. Bellend being the operative word. Oh, shit. Hello. Oh, laptop broke. Never mind. Carry on. Didn't happen.
Are we done? Are we done? Can we finish? Are we happy?
Yes.
Please. Yeah, quick, because I don't think my laptop's going to last much longer.
Goodbye. Right,
we're done. Ready Player 2. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
Rambling.
What the fuck just happened?
Sorry, I think I took the tone down.
I can't keep control of this when this is happening. I'm bad enough as it is.
There's a toothless pajamery thing.
What?
Hang on.
I'm not sure I even want to see this.
Yeah, you do.
Did you see the owl bit?
The owl bit?
Owl bit. Hazel just tweeted it to me. Hang on. I think that's it.
Woohoo! There you go. There's mine as well. Ah!
What's this?
It's a onesie, but it's a toothless onesie.
£120.
I know, but it's beautiful.
What's? I don't understand. What's toothless?
Have you not seen How to Train Your Dragon?
No.
I'm not eight.
What? No!
Sorry.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.